Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. And it is finally here, the day that Tiger Woods steps back into a competitive environment, not on the PGA Tour, but in an exhibition of four rounds of golf with his buddies in the Bahamas, the Hero Challenge. It is a competitive situation. There are world championship points up for grabs, and he's making his first appearance in almost a year and a half on the PGA Tour in a function of the PGA Tour. So we'll talk about that on today's show, of course, and go over the 18-man fantastic field, review a little bit about what happened this year in the world of golf, and, of course, a strategy for your game. But as always, we like to give you my email address. Love to hear from you on any and all topics on this show, anything to do with golf, if you want my opinion. I'm pretty opinionated at times. Happy to give it out. My email address, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeis, as in Sam, MAR.com. Anything on the world of golf. Okay, let's go over the field, this fantastic 18-man field. Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, Jimmy Walker, Brant Snedeker, J.B. Holmes, Zach Johnson, Justin Rose, Henrik Stenson, Jordan Spieth, Matt Kuchar, Patrick Reed, some guy named Tiger, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Hideki Matsuyama, Louis Oosthuizen, Emilio Grillo, and Russell Knox. Have we seen a better 18-man field than that? Question mark? I don't think so. Wonderful gathering at a great golf course in the Bahamas. Tiger is in the middle of his first round. He's 3 under par, playing terrific golf. And there is something that I noticed watching him yesterday as they showed him practicing a little bit. He is not going after the ball with that unbelievable power that he used to. He can't anymore. Let's be honest. That's what tore up his back and has kept him on the sidelines on and off for about a dozen years, or even more maybe. 14 majors, 79 PGA Tour championships, and countless other worldwide events. Is he back? Well, he's going to be playing. Will we see him again until Torrey Pines? Probably not, which will be wonderful. That'll be, ooh, boy, will that be interesting. Swing looks good. It looks smooth. That's the word I'm using, smooth. And I love smooth in golf. We had four major champions, all different. We had the Olympics this year, which was amazing, much better than I thought. And a fantastic Ryder Cup that actually played out exactly the way I thought. If you recall, I was only off by 1 point. It was dominated by a substantially better U.S. squad. Let's talk about those four major champions for a minute. Danny Willett, surprise winner at Augusta. Will he ever win another major? I don't think so. Dustin Johnson, a non-surprise winner at the U.S. Open. Will he ever win another major? Yes, I think so. Henrik Stenson, in that amazing duel with Mickelson, the last couple of rounds, especially on Sunday, remarkable golf by both men. Absolutely spectacular golf. Will he ever win another one? I think so. And Jimmy Walker wins just playing lights out at the PGA. Will Jimmy Walker win another major? I don't think so. So you got two out of two on that. It was, you know, the majors are always terrific. Loved them all. USGA made a huge bogey on Johnson in the middle of the round, but it's all right. He did win the tournament. So we'll see what happens in the future. Is there another major for Tiger? Well, you know, you've heard me for over a year say that neither Phil Mickelson nor Tiger Woods will ever win another PGA Tour event, nor will they ever win another major. I'm sticking with that. Part of it is because of them wanting it so badly, and I think that's really hard to do. I don't think you can want something that badly and have it happen. And secondly, the competition, they're not afraid of them anymore. They have no fear. These young kids come up, and they're ready to play and win on the PGA Tour. Mackenzie Hughes is a good point, winning a couple of weeks ago. So I will say this. They could be very competitive. They will not ever win again. Love to hear from you. Many people challenge me on that, but I'm right until I'm wrong. And when I'm wrong, I'll be the first to admit it. I promise you. Okay, so now it's time for my strategy for today. And my strategy for today, there's a couple of strategies. First one is always be yourself. Don't try to be a PGA Tour player. They do things that we're not capable of doing. Always be yourself. If you follow One Thought Golf, and I hope you do, it's a process, a system, and a built-in can't lose game plan. If you buy into it, and I hope you do, you will be better and you will become the best golfer you can become, which is what the only thing you can do. You can't become Henrik Stenson because there's only one Henrik Stenson and you're not going to be him. So you want to be the best that you can be. Follow the game plan, the process, and the system, and you will get there. Second part, stay through golf shots. What I mean by that is stay looking and focusing on the golf ball as long as you can. Most amateur golfers come up on the golf ball before they should. Stay all the way through it, and I'm going to tell you something that you probably haven't heard much before. The biggest area where this is a problem is on short to medium length putts, believe it or not. 3-footers, 6-footers, 8, 10, 12-footers. Stay all the way through the golf ball. Keep your putter moving and keep your eyes focused on where the golf ball is. Do not look at the hole too quickly, because you will compromise the distance and the direction, and you will miss more putts. That is my strategy for today. So I guess it's time for me. I guess I should make a pick. Kind of like, it's real interesting in a tournament like this, because you don't have a clue with 16 players, 18 players. I guess I'll take Brant Snedeker. And I haven't looked at the leaderboard. You'll have to trust me, and I have no idea what's going on. We're in the middle of the first round. I'm going to take Brant Snedeker just because Brant Snedeker is great. Aren't they all? What a great event. So Tiger is back, and I want to hear what you think. Are you excited? Does it motivate you? Are you thrilled? Tell me what your thoughts are on Tiger coming back. And is this really an official comeback, or is it just him playing with 17 of his close buddies from the PGA Tour for a whole lot of money, some world points, and a terrific charity? So I have no problem with that whatsoever. But interestingly enough, conspicuously missing is one Phil Mickelson. Phil and Tiger, are they oil and water? I think so. Boy, that's a topic for another day, probably. I don't think they get along that well. I think they tolerate. They're okay. They understand they each have their own space in the world of golf. But I don't think that it's a wonderful living together space that Arnie, Jack, and Gary all shared. They all shared the space and knew that they needed to and wanted to. They got along terrifically. Not the way it is with those other two. Okay, well, that will do it for today. Once again, my email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. bob@bobgeismar.com. So great to have you with me. Lots more in the ensuing weeks upcoming on One Thought Golf. So until next week, this is Bob Geismar saying thanks again for being with me. One Thought Golf, Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.